it's just overwhelming, really. You know, every day that passes, I realise how fantastic it is to be revered as the best in a long line of greats. You know, the other night was like an Academy Awards. It was absolutely fantastic, and I want to thank all the sponsors and Sheffield United staff for putting on such a fantastic night, not just for me, but for all the other ex-players and legends and all the supporters that were there. And, you know, Harry and Charlie did a great job hosting the thing. It was just brilliant, just brilliant.
What was it like to be considered such a significant part of Sheffield United's history?
It's a historical club, isn't it? I mean, it's got lots of firsts. And even recently, you know, Dino scoring the first ever Premier League goal, you know, another bit of history. But yeah, it's just fantastic. I've been here 35 years now at the club. I think that shows how much I love the club, and all the supporters as well. I mean, what fantastic supporters we've got. Whether they were there on the other night or not, they're the best for me.
When you look back at when you joined the football club from Watford, did you have any feelings when you arrived at Bramall Lane that this could be a team where you really put down some roots?
Well, I've never been one for wanting to move. You know, I was always, I'm a bit better now, but I was always a shy person. I was a bit worried about moving from Watford as an 18-year-old, and when I got up to Sheffield, John Short met me at the station. I remember pulling into the station on a dark, horrible night. Into the petrol station opposite Archer's on Bramall Lane, the old sports shop we used to use, the club. And I'm thinking, you know, God, blimey, this is a bit. This is a bit strange, you know. I mean, only a young lad, Londoner, and coming up all the way to Sheffield. But I soon got used to it and made lots of lovely friends and you know, on the player's side of it. And luckily, I was playing in a team that had a lot of flair and a lot of match winners and a lot of speed. And I'm sure that's down to the old gaffer John Harris. You know, he was a lovely man, kept us all together, and we did the rest. And whether we won or lost, it was always fabulous to go out at Bramall Lane and try and do the business for the fans.
Many Sheffield United fans see you as an icon, Tony. Do we still have those same icons in the game, do you think? Is it still possible for the modern-day version of TC to play for one club for a prolonged spell and to really get that connection with a team?
Well, some do it. I mean, years ago it was abundant. Actually, our club had players that had been there 10 years or more. You know, Seth, Sodgy, Badge, Woody, the list's endless. But now, like I said, you got Rooney, who's been at Man U 10 years, hasn't he, or more, and there are a few here and there, but invariably they'll probably serve a club for 3 or 4 years and then move on, you know. But that's how legends are formed, isn't it? I mean, I had 9 years as a player here, and virtually 9 years. Never had a good cup run, by the way. You know, and 26 years now, connected to the club since I came back in 1988. So, you know, 35 years, it's a blooming race, a lot longer than half of my life, you know. I've made my life up here, and the club have been good to me, and I hope I've done well for them. 20 years as community officer and soccer schools, birthday parties, and you know, I'd like to think that I educated a few new supporters, recruited, I should say, a few new supporters in their hundreds, in the school kids of the 5, 6, 7 and 8 year olds that used to be, who are now probably 25. Between 25 and 35, I still meet them in the street.
It's a great city for sport, isn't it? And in particular for football. And a lot of players have moved over here, you know, whether it's from down south or wherever, have really put down some roots and fallen in love with the city's football, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing how many people come come up. I was only speaking about it at a golf charity golf do the other day. How many people come up and stay, you know, or come down from Scotland and stay. You know, that team of the 70s of ours, John Flynn from Workington, Eddie Calhoun, although he's a Scotsman, although he came from Bury, you know, me, I came up from Watford, you know, there's Peter Springett, that's the other side, but he came up and stayed from London. You know, it's endless if you could think about it. I can't name them all, but it's just a lovely place, and you're 2 or 3 miles out, and you're in Derbyshire or Nottinghamshire or wherever. It's just a fantastic place. Rains a lot.
It certainly does, yeah. The current manager, Nigel Clough, said last week that he feels that the next few seasons for United will be as crucial as any in the club's history. As this team tries to get out of League One and back into the Championship, would you go along with what Nigel had to say there?
Well, yeah, he's come at the right time. I mean, I think we finally got it right. And Nigel's an experienced, very good manager. And he could be here for a long time if all goes well for him. It's, you know, he's got quite a good squad together to get out of this league. And, you know, to look at the Rochdale game last week, the chances that we had, the ball going across, like, everybody must have been dizzy, including our forwards, their defence. You know, I don't know how many times the ball went across the 6-yard box and that. And, you know, Jamie's doing a great job on the wing and Davis on the other wing. I mean, he puts a great ball in as well. So we're getting the service. It's just that we're not anticipating the cross or the pass to put it in the net. And if we get that right, I mean, we could have had 7-8 goals against Rochdale. But, you know, better teams, if we don't take them chances, better teams are going to hold us out, like the Bristol City game, the first game. You know, I thought we did quite well in that game, but, you know, they were a bit strong. So, I'm sure, you know, it's good times ahead. I just hope that they're sooner rather than later, because I'm a pensioner on January the 1st, so... let's get a move on, Nigel.
Do you think that we will see Sheffield United, you know, pushing back up into the Championship and then eventually fighting the top flight again? Do you think that's in the near future?
Oh, absolutely. It's the club's aim. So, you know, it will happen, I'm sure. Like I said, if it's in the next 2 years and we get in the Prem, it would be great for me and for the club, obviously, but for me personally. And then I might have a few years of watching this in the Prem again. But if it takes a little longer, it will happen. It will happen. We've got people in charge of the club that want it to happen. And I'm sure Nigel is as ambitious as his dad was. And he'll go on to greater things. So... we'll keep our fingers crossed, won't we?